Hey, precious partners. I am so excited for you. I'm sure that you had a beautiful Christmas and that you were before the Lord enjoying His presence. And here we are getting ready for the new year. We're just about there. And I wanted to be maybe one of the first to just wish you the very, very best of 2023. And we're talking about our Heavenly Father being a gift giver this year. And what I want you to do is just go into His presence and open up your heart to receive vision for the new year. Coming up in January, Robert and I are going to share with you some real special things the Lord has showed us for 2023, prophetically, what He's shown us. What's to come. So I'm excited about that. But I want you to just close your eyes in His presence and say, God, show me some of the gifts that you have for me in 2023. And you're going to be amazed at what He shows you. Maybe He'll show you salvations that will come to certain family members or those that aren't fully on fire yet being on fire, or, you know, fire of zeal and passion, I mean. And maybe He's going to show you the gift of transformation in your own life in areas, maybe the gift of a fresh provision for your life. But He's got good things for you. Because He's a good God. He is a gift-giving Father. And He's going to crown your year, your coming year, with great bounty. And so I just want to encourage you that as you're preparing for 2023, to ask Him to show you the blessings, the gifts that He has for you. And then take some time and think of what can you do to gift Him your worship, and just loving on Him and serving Him is such a gift. But sometimes it's awesome when we can just with intentionality just sit in His presence and say, God, I just want to give you gifts that really count. And it might be that there'll be a special financial gift. For example, I love doing that before the new year and at the end of the year, you know, before the first of the year, I like to sow into the new year. And I just take my gift and I say, Father, this is my honor gift for you. This is my honor gift for you. As I go into this next year, I want to bless you with this gift of love from my heart. And as I mentioned earlier this month, this is a month, the last month of the year, and especially for those of you that are looking at your end of year giving for your taxes in the coming year. And it's always a blessing if the government does allow us to deduct our giving to the Lord. What a blessing. And I just want to myself always take advantage of that, because we might not always have that privilege, and that's not going to change my giving at all. But what I love about it is that when I accept that blessing, I'm allowing my nation to be blessed by God, because they are blessing His people and they are blessing the advancement of the kingdom. So when the government does that, I want to be able to sow even more. And then I get more money back on my income tax returns so I can give some more. So anyways, I just want you to consider that the end of the year giving. We only have a couple of days left of this year. So just want to encourage you to do that. And of course, you can go online to patriciaking.com and give that way. You can always give by texting PKM to 77977. But anyways, I want to wish you the very best week ever, and especially as you enter into our new year, and it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be great. I can hardly wait. I know that there's going to be treacherous things, and there's all kinds of turmoil that's happening in the world. I know that. But we are to keep our eyes on Jesus always, and especially in the midst of storms. right? So we're going to keep our eyes on Jesus. We're going to be inside of him, and it will be well with our soul, more than well with our soul, for the entire year, because our Father is a gift-giving God. So he's going to give you a good life. He's going to give you great blessings. He's going to give you great encounters with him in 2023. So God bless you and have a great week.